Say, I'm going to speak in the resurrection power. That means to me that Satan has been defeated. Principalities and powers have been defeated. Sickness and disease has been defeated. Poverty has been defeated. I am above and not beneath. I am the head and not the tail. I'm blessed going in and blessed coming out. The presence of Jesus is in this place. His Holy Spirit is anointing all of us to receive today that which He's prepared for us through His Word in Jesus' name. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Someday I feel like I'm going to stand up here and just be taken right up the platform. We were talking about the presence of God in the office this morning. And some people have it around them all the time. It hits me when I come up here. And that's when I need it. I don't need it taking a shower. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. We've been talking about signs and wonders. Signs and wonders is God's love. You see, before we go anywhere, turn if you would, Jerry. Are you? Yeah, he's there. 1 John 2:5. 1 John 2:5. Two and a half, and two and a half is five. Praise God. But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. See, anytime the word starts working in your life, it increases the love of God in you. And the more of God's love in you is the more power you have. Because God only works through his love. Whether it be the gifts, whether it be salvation, whether it be the name of Jesus. And so, but whoever keeps his word. So you and I want to learn to keep his word. Some of us have been on this earth a little long. And sometimes we get discouraged at things. But we need to learn to keep his word. Because that's how his love is perfected in us. And so we want to be word people who speak the word to ourselves. Let the word perfect in us. In doing so, you're going to perfect the love of God in you. The devil can't come around love. Say, the devil can't come around love. Only the healing anointing of his spirit will flow from the love of God in me. Amen? See, we all need to have a Patmos walk. John was on the Isle of Patmos to get a revelation about Jesus. We all need that walk to get a revelation of Jesus. We talk about him. We say all kinds of things about him. But you don't have a revelation of him. Because if you had a revelation of him, you'd perfect the word. And the Holy Spirit would perfect that word in you. And the more of God's love would work in us and through us. Amen? See, a lot of people say, oh, I have his love. Well, you need to tell your face. Amen? You need to tell your wallet. You need to tell your business. You need to tell your ministry. Evidently, it hasn't heard it yet. Hallelujah. So we're going to talk about signs and wonders. And we're going to talk about what stops the signs and wonders. Hallelujah. Turn, if you would, John 8:32, Jerry. Hallelujah. See, whatever time you have a confession, it should align with the resurrection. I had someone share Friday, and he was talking how bad the devil is. See, he's not walking the resurrection confession. If you walk in the resurrection confession, you'll say how bad Jesus is, how powerful Jesus is. The devil's been defeated. So anytime you confess anything, you should be confessing in the resurrection power. That tells me and that tells you and that tells God that you believe and you know and you're releasing your faith that the devil has been defeated. Principalities and powers have been defeated. Did you get there yet, Jerry? Oh, there he is. And you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. It's the truth you know now. You got to understand that now. If you know the truth about love, if you know the truth about your calling, you see, that will set you free. The truth you know. It's not the truth that's in Jesus, because that's going to be a part of you, but the truth that you have researched and found out. The research of Jesus in your life. Do you really have a revelation, a Patmos walk by the Holy Spirit? Is the truth set you free, set your wallet free, set your ministry free? Do you know really the truth about his love? That it's power of God in us. It brings revelation of Jesus. All of us need to be soaked on a long journey, you see. And I'm not talking about going around the mountain. I'm talking about a revelation of Jesus, of his love. Do I know the truth? Really? Am I just speaking it? Do I know that the Holy Ghost is in me? If I do, how come I'm not leaning on him? And I'm trying to solve my own problems with my own thinking. See, I cast down stinking thinking. I'm going to learn to have right thinking. Right thinking. See, God wants you to know. See, if you know the truth, it'll free you. I learned the truth about a healing, and I overcame multiple sclerosis. I learned the truth about how I could renew my mind, and I overcame oppression, depression, and death wish, and so on and so forth. You got to learn the truth. And then it has become a part of you. When it becomes a part of you, then love perfects it in you, is perfected in you. Doesn't mean you have arrived, but means love is perfected in you. Amen? Hebrews 2:4. Jerry. Jerry's up there taking notes. Praise God. Hebrews 2:4. This is what God wants to do, and we're not really receiving a lot of things from God. And this is the kind of God he is. God also bearing witness both with signs and wonders, with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to his own will. See, that's what God wants to do. God wants us to learn about his love because all of that is God's love. God would love nothing better to see you anointed, walking with a light around you and angels around you, laying hands on the sick, opening blind eyes, pulling people out of wheelchairs, calling people out of darkness into the kingdom of God. Because the light in you, the love in you, will cause all darkness to flee. Even around other people's lives. That's what God wants to do. See, he wants his love. He wants to manifest his love. Well, if I'm not allowing the word to perfect me, I'm not going to get the love of God in me and through me. If I'm just saying the word of God and I'm not becoming a doer of the word of God, we get many failures that way. Hallelujah. Say, the enemy of faith is negative thinking. If you want to know where you are, listen to what you're saying. Negative thinking, negative speaking. See, speaking means denial, refusing to consent to his word. A lot of people have negative thinking. And they wonder why God won't operate in their lives. And I'm going to show you a little case. Maybe a couple. Hallelujah. Luke 5, 4 and 5. Praise you, Jesus. Jesus is speaking here. I'm not going to go up to 1. I'm going down to 4 and 5. Are we there? Yeah. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let your nets down for a catch." 5. Next. But Simon answered and said to him, "We've been doing this. We toiled all night. Have you ever gotten that mood? Oh, I've been to church 15 times. I've tied 15 times. I used to pray all the time." See, now this is not going to last with Peter, but he had a negative thought. "I've already done that. How can you tell me to launch out and get a boatload of fish?" See, I got this negative thinking. "I've already done it, Lord." And so we're not careful, we get this negative thinking and negative speaking, and now we're looking for a miracle, and it don't come because God don't cross over your will, so you got to give him your will, and you got to stop this negative thinking and this negative speaking. "Well, I've been around God for 25 years or 35 years. I ain't never seen nothing." And probably the reason why you haven't is because the love of God is not perfected in you. Your eyes have not received the salve. Your eyes have been closed to the love of Jesus Christ. We have not searched out truth. I probably don't know truth in some areas, and I'm wondering why. When you know truth, it's operating in your life. Amen? Hallelujah. So Peter's griping. He's saying, I've been out there. Now, we know that he says, "According to your word," and he went out and done it. But we don't wind up that way. We have a negative thought, negative speaking, and we're in that position probably for weeks, maybe for months. And from that, it turns into you get mad at God. Because you hear other people saying, "Oh, this person over here is blessed. This person over here got healed. Well, how come I ain't seeing nothing?" It's because you're in denial, negative thinking, negative speaking. It doesn't matter how long you've been going to church and how much you pray. It's your negative thinking that will stop the power of God. Somewhere in that negative thinking, you should say, "According to your word, Lord, I'll do it again. According to your word, I'll do it again." After your griping and complaining is done, you say, "I'll do it again." Because you said it in your word. Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night, caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I'll let the net down." See, and he got a big load. See, you might be right on the brink of a miracle. You might be right on the brink of a financial blessing. You might be right on the brink of an explosion in your business. And all of a sudden, you've gone so long, you can't handle it no more. And that means you're talking through your flesh. You can't handle it no more. All of a sudden, you're developing negative thinking, negative speaking, and you don't get the miracle. You're right on the brink. You're right there, saints. You're right there. Do I know the truth about being right there? Do I know the truth? I can't be in denial and have negative thinking and negative speaking. I hear it all the time. See, I don't get caught up in that stuff. If I get a pain in my leg, I get a pain in my leg. And I speak the word of God. I don't complain to God and say, "What's that pain doing there, Jesus?" You know what he'd say? "Why don't you cast it out? Why am I having the trouble swallowing? Why am I having this? Why am I having that? Why is my nostrils all plugged up? I ain't supposed to have that. Who said you ain't? You're in a dirty world. There's all kinds of bugs flying around. If you would get the love of God, they would light on you and die. Even bugs can't stand the love of God. I preached one time about the blood of Jesus. And this guy, this mosquito bit a Christian. And he flew off singing, "There's power in the blood." Power in the blood. See, if he gets that kind of blood, he don't have to make many trips back. The one blood will sustain him. His little rear end will light up red. Some people ain't got it yet. They're going, "What did he say?" Hallelujah. So Peter said, "Okay, according to your word, we got to get there, saints. The only way you can get there is have the word perfected in you and you love God or Jesus more than yourself. It isn't about you." See, I have all kinds of things that hit my body. I was so tired the other day, I was too tired to go to the bathroom. Can you bring it out here, Lord? See, all that stuff is good for you. I know you don't think it is. But God wants to see what decision you make during these times. "God, my knee hurts." Well, of course it hurts. You just said it did. Your brain just gave your knee permission to hurt. Think about it. We always speak the pain. "Oh, my back is killing me." Well, you're probably going to die from a bad back. See, I'm in the spirit. I don't agree with the flesh. You got to grow into this and learn it. Else you'll always be walking around with a pain, a complaint, a negative thought, negative speaking. Christians ain't supposed to have pain. I said, who said that? Paul had all kinds of pain. You know that? Paul had all kinds of pain. He said, why am I doing the things that I don't want to do? Have you ever been there? Of course you have. So have I. Well, love is not perfected. You see, when love runs your life and you grow into it, you won't have those pains. See, people don't understand how important love is. That everything that God has done has come out of love. So I had to learn the truth. If the devil bites my leg and I get a pain, get out of here. Get out of here. Get off my leg. I'm holy ground. I got the love of God. Hallelujah. Turn to John 20, 24 to 29. John 20, 24 to 29. Yep, that's what it is. Now Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. Next verse. Keep on going until I tell you to stop. 25. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." So he said to them, unless I see in his hands the print of the nails and put my finger into the print of his nail and my hand into his side, I won't believe. Unless I see a great big miracle, someone come out of the wheelchair, I ain't going to believe. Negative. See, I've got to see it because it's about me. I don't care what you're saying. I don't know if I can trust you. And they hang out together all the time, and they come with this praise report. I got to see it. That's negative. And you probably won't see it. Because Jesus ain't going to walk around to everybody and say, stick your hand. If you ever saw his side, you'd probably go, clunk. But unless I see it, I ain't going to believe. So I stand up for healings and miracles and the supernatural. And people come in one door and out the door. Oh, I was over there once and I didn't see nothing. Talk about airheads. And they wonder why they don't get nothing from God. See, I had to go through the process to get rid of MS and booze and drugs and a death wish and all the stuff that I went through. But I'm free today. See, I overcame by the blood of Jesus and my testimony. I don't care what someone says about the devil. I want to hear about Jesus. I don't care what you're saying about sickness. I want to hear about Jesus. I don't care what you're saying about what's in your body. I want to hear about Jesus. Why should I let my mind agree with my body? My mind and my body has nothing. Does not understand God. The mind is against God. 27. Then he said to Thomas, reach your finger here. Look at my hands. Reach your hand here and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing. See, if we see a miracle, praise God. If we don't, praise God. You know why? You're going to have your season. It's going to come. You got to get rid of negative thinking. You got to learn truth because that will set you free. You got to believe that God is a God of signs and wonders and miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit. He wants to increase your finances. He wants to increase the anointing in your life. He wants to increase the love of God in your life. He wants the Holy Spirit flowing through you. Not your head flowing, but the Holy Spirit. He wants the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ to be talking to your natural mind. He wants you to have right thinking. Next. Thomas answered and said to him, my Lord, my God. Next. Jesus said to him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Now listen now, saints. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. You want to be blessed? Well, you got to keep on believing. You got to believe in the resurrection power. You got to believe in the suffering of Jesus. You got to believe in the virgin birth. You got to believe in the resurrection power. You got to believe that Satan has been disarmed. Principalities have been disarmed. You got to believe. You got to believe. You got the belief system in you called the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen.
Well, praise God.
Yes. Blessed are those who believe and have not seen. Many here have not seen. Is that my daughter back there giggling? When this family starts laughing, man, when we're all together, the ones that married into it just stand around going, what is wrong with you? Lyndon just shakes his head and goes, what is wrong with them?
course, I can't say nothing because I'm laughing right along with them.
I heard of a guy 70 years old. Listen now. He would start dancing in the flesh. And then the anointing would come on him. There would be a light around him. People would fall out of the pews and get healed. He started that at 70 years old. I'm only 7 years late. That's called a peculiar anointing. I'm going to preach on these things down there. If we have too many people, we'll get out Memorial Park and go over there by the lake. Amen? Get them saved and dunk them in the lake. Hallelujah. As long as I ain't got to be dunked, it's kind of cold. Hallelujah. Okay, Matthew 8:8. Listen to this now, saints. Why is it important to grow in the love, not have negative thinking and so on and so forth? Why is it, why do you have to know a truth about something? Why do you have to keep on believing? Listen to the scripture. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word and my servant will be healed. Are we there? I know through the laying out of hands and all this stuff, but God wants us to learn to speak just the word and set the captives free. See, that's why it's necessary to grow into his love. So you can just but speak the word. See, I'm in trouble financially. I got some things going on. So I'm going to speak my God supplying my need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And it's going to happen. Because I'm going to believe. I'm not going to get into negative thinking. God wants us to learn to speak the word of God. And Jesus did. And guess what? He didn't have to go down to the guy's house. See, there's a lot of people out there that are very high maintenance. I had a long distance call this morning from a lady in another state. I don't know how this happened. Betty gave me the number. She said she wants you to, she was down, I don't know, North Carolina someplace. So I called down there. She says, I want to talk to the man that heals. I almost said smart to her and said, well, you need to talk to Jesus. I said, well, you talk to the person that lays hands on people and believes in healing. Are you in Denver? I went, No, I'm in Colorado Springs. Well, I got to know some things about healing. I said, call me back on Tuesday. I said, go on the website, watch all the things I do. Either you're going to dislike me or you're going to call back and I'll give you the information through the Word of God. So she's going to watch the website up until Tuesday, then she's going to call me back. I don't know how this call arrived at my place. Where? Somebody. But she was kind of all over the place. Are you in Denver? I want to talk to the man that heals. Well, I'm going to tell her Tuesday. You need to talk to Jesus. See, I'm going to speak the word over that phone into her life, and I'm going to prophesy, you're healed. Because Jesus said you're already healed. How many of us have arrived at a place when we can speak the word into our own lives or into someone else's life and see it manifest? Or do we have to go down to the individual's house who's high maintenance, sit on the floor, pump yourself all up? Now I'm ready to lay hands. See, years ago I used to do that. A lady came into my house one time and said she was going to the hospital the following day to have a spine operation. Full of pain. She was sweating, crying. Young lady, maybe in her late 20s. So I sat on the floor, me and my wife, in the living room. And I got all ready, had nothing to do with the healing at all. I got all ready, which I thought I was getting ready. And I laid hands on her and started to pray. And we had this long hallway. And she took off down the hallway, jumped off the porch, ran down the highway. And I said to Betty, I wonder what happened to her. I mean, it was 15 minutes later and she come back. All the pain is gone, she says. You remember when when Peter and John, and the man went leaping? Huh. Hallelujah. I can remember one time they flew me to Kansas. The lady was dying of cancer. The pastor came to this church only down North Park. And he said to me, I want to fly you out to pray for a lady in my church that's in the hospital. And she had two sons, twins, that were learning to be doctors. And so I agreed to it, and I didn't think the guy. Well, about 2 hours later, he called back to get the flight and everything else to go out and camp. I said, Betty, I didn't think he was going to do it. That's why I agreed to it. When I got off the plane, we went to a little restaurant, and I said to him, Pastor, why don't you pray for her? Understand this. I didn't know, and I'll tell you a little later in the story. So God tells me to go out there and put a handkerchief on her stomach where the cancer was, tell her not to take it off her stomach, and to get out of bed immediately. So I go in the room, and the two sons are there, they're becoming doctors, and the pastor and his wife, and there's someone else, and man, you could hear me five rooms away. Listen to me now. The people who heard me in the other rooms were getting healed. And the two twins said, I can't believe this. I never felt the power of God. The woman, the wife of the pastor, grabbed me and said, pray for me. Well, come to find out, he had cancer. But he never asked for prayer. And he died a very short time later. But I got a chance to see him and her. I didn't know all this. I got a chance to see. He said, people down the other room was getting healed. I said, what happened to the lady? I told her. She said she never got out of bed. She laid right there and died. I said, that's strange, isn't it? I know a young man who was down to 60 pounds with cancer. And he was in the hospital. And Jesus appeared at the end of the bed. You remember that story? And Jesus had his healing. He reached it out to the man. He said, if you'll get out of the bed and come around here, I'll give you your healing. He couldn't get out of the bed. He laid there and died. See, we don't want to make no effort. Well, can't you come around the edge and Jesus? No, it's the same thing. Pick up your bed and walk. But it blew my mind that people down, two rooms down, because I was yelling so loud under the anointing, they got healed. The two doctors that were trained to be doctors, they couldn't believe it. They wanted to take her down and get an MIR and all this stuff and so on and so forth. I said, do it. I said, I'll go downstairs in the cafeteria with the pastor. We'll wait to come back. Well, they wouldn't let him do it. They wouldn't let them do it. They were trainees. They weren't doctors yet. They wouldn't let him do it. Well, she never got out of bed. She laid there and died. See, saints, we got to move a little bit. We got to know the truth. We got to believe that God is a God of signs and wonders and miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit. We've got to believe that the love of God is growing in me. More love, more power, more gifts, more signs and wonders. How do I get there? You should know the truth, and truth will set you free. That's how you get there. You don't agree with the pain in your back or the pain in your knee. Or you're too tired. It's hard. This ain't easy, saints. When you're too tired to go to the bathroom, you got a choice. Get up and go or wet your pants. I chose to go to the bathroom. I said, that wouldn't be nice, grown man sit here and pee his pants. Me and Betty were looking at each other. We were so tired. We went to bed at 8 o'clock and never woke up till the following morning at 7. I said, boy, we've been in a warfare. But I ain't going to give him no time. I'm going to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, that you could trust me with this kind of trial. See, I don't do what other people do. I don't complain about the back. I don't complain about this or complain about that. I just flow with it. Because I want to get everything from Jesus. He said he'd supply all my needs. Well, I'm tired. Touch me. Give life to my mortal body. That's the word. No, we go to Mr. Aspirin, Mr. Tylenol. And I'm not putting you down for doing that. But I think there's a time somewhere that we need to learn to speak the word of God. Speak the word of God. And know that there's signs and wonders. And God's on my side. And I'm going to learn the truth, you see. Because I'm going to start testing. I'm going to speak the word of God into my bones, my knee, my back, whatever it may be. If you'll just speak the word. See, I'm not worthy to have you under my roof. Well, Jesus says, under the blood covenant, we're worthy to have him come in the house, to have him in our lives. Amen. See, a little different story there back then. We're worthy. Say, I'm worthy.
I'm worthy.
You should come under my roof, but only speak a word, and my servant will be healed. Listen, saints. God is getting to a place where there's going to be peculiar anointings. There's going to be the laying on of hands. There's going to be the operation of the gifts. There's going to be anointing on pastors of fivefold, each one of them, and different parts of the body. All of this is going to start flowing. But there's going to be some people called out that is going to speak the word. You're not going to listen to what anybody says. You see, if you ain't got no oil with you, guess what? You ain't got to have no oil. It's okay to have oil, anoint him with oil. The Bible says that. I forgot my oil, man. What's going to happen now? And it's got to be oil that smells good. You ever notice that? Where'd you get that from? That stinks. I was marrying a couple one time and I bought some Catholic wafers. My wife said, you shouldn't do that. I said, I'm buying it. I'm getting it. So we was in the house, and I was marrying him. And I had it set on the table, and the guy kept looking at it and looking at me, looking at that. I said, what's the matter? Can I ask you a question? He says, that Catholic? I said, what? I said, no, it's a wafer. Catholic? You want me to marry or not?
I can't take away for Catholic. A demon, come on me.
Acts 2, 1-8. Yeah. Say, I'm good. Praise God. Acts 2, verse 1. 2, verse 1. You're at 18.
Right here, right here.
Huh? I said 1-8? 1-2-8. See, I cut everything short, and I expect everybody to catch on. If I was in New Hampshire, they'd say, I know what you mean. I get down here, they go, huh? Huh? What are you saying? We run into snags. See, I don't have an education in the world. I have an education in the spirit. That's why when Jesus said, listen, lest you drink my blood and eat my flesh, I don't think that's very educated. That's cannibalism. Let's get out of here. See, Jesus always said what the Father said, no matter how it came out. He didn't say, wait a minute, I'll get you all a Bible, King James, and we'll have a little Bible study, then I'll talk to you. We think we got to teach everybody. What happened to the Holy Ghost? Why can't the Holy Ghost come upon you? I understand 1 to 8. Just follow along. Follow me as I follow Christ. Okay. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. This is signs and wonders, saints. This is what you get by being obedient. Amen? Verse 2. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it all filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues of fire. And we sit and we wonder, this is a peculiar anointing. When he said to Elijah, go out there by the stream and I'll send a couple of ravens twice a day for you. I'm going to have a fish swallow Jonah. We go, yeah, right. See, a lot of things we have problems with. But when we're Pentecostal, oh, tongues of, oh, yeah. Tongues of fire coming down. And they're all going to hear in their own language. We accept that. You know why? We're partakers of the gift of tongues. We're not partakers of miracles and different things. We're partakers. So we accept what the Bible says about that. But we don't accept what God says about other things. Because I don't believe that. I wasn't raised that way. Well, you was raised upside down. See, tonight I'm going to have to get it out quick before they show me the door. I spoke in the Methodist church. I spoke in the Catholic church. The priest won't even look at me, man. This is really something. I had to walk this close like me hit Adam. How you doing? I walked right on past, left. LaCie Broadcasting called me up in Denver to do a prayer time for him. And I was talking about the Holy Ghost. And it was on film. Talking about the Holy Ghost and everything else. And the guy sitting beside me, about 10 minutes into it, he wouldn't even look at me. He was sorry that he said, have you got any input, Elry? Oh, yeah, I got some input. I started flowing the Holy Ghost. All of a sudden, everything shut down, and he ran out, and there was great big windows in the office, and his arms were going, and I walked out, and I went, they didn't even look at me. It's a true story. Now, they'd like to have me on TV. They're going to come talk to me through Adam. Not Adam and Eve, this Adam. We're going to put something together. But I want him to know that I'm full gospel and charismatic. I'm a rascal. So if you want that on your programming, that's fine. If you don't, that's fine. You got to look at a few of my things and say, oh, I don't know about that. They're going to accept. They ain't going to water nothing down. They're going to accept just how I come across. What you see is what you get. Amen? Hallelujah. Tongues of fire set upon each one of them. Think about it. God's a God of signs and wonders and miracles and gifts. And he sets tongues of fire on top of people. Somebody ought to be sitting on their backside on it. Get them to move a little bit. Tongues of fire. And they're all filled with the Holy Ghost. And began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Tongues of fire. And they all heard in their own language. Think about it. The Bible says that every language under the earth, on the earth was there. And they all heard in their own language. Talk about signs and wonders and miracles, and we're trying to find out, can you help my need, Jesus? In Hebrews, he spoke the world by the word of God. He spoke it into existence. He said, I want you to be able to learn to speak the word of God and change things. Amen? Now, the last part of 11, I'm going to quit here. Last part of 11, it talks about the Cretans or Arabs. And we hear them speaking in our own tongues the wonderful works of God. The wonderful works of God. All right. Oh, I won't say why I done that anyway. Praise God. The wonderful works of God. See, God is a God of signs and wonders, isn't he? And miracles. He does all kinds of strange things. Guess what? You're sitting down with Jonah. And he's telling you this story where God made a fish and it swallowed him. Then he prayed and it spit him out. You're going, really? And you start doing this number. You don't want it to rub off on you, so. Just think of John on Isle of Patmos getting a revelation of Jesus. And he's writing to seven churches. And he said, I saw this monster with seven horns and seven. Can you mean a pastor open it up saying, what's this guy smoking? See, when you get outside of the natural realm, people freak out. This lady talked and talked and talked and talked and got me into a Methodist church. It was in our hometown. And I got real smart. No one brought a Bible. I was there for two nights. And I said, well, can we send a car around tomorrow night to help you carry your Bibles? Boy, that went over big. Don't do anything because, you see, these people, I've never heard this stuff. They were laying all over the floor when I left. All over the floor. And me and Betty waved high. Out the door we went. They never asked me back. Some said I had something in my hand. You know, this buzzes you shake hands with. They came up with all kinds of different things. And there's the pastor out there sucking on cigarettes, and he don't want me back. You had to have a mask on when you walked through the dang crowd, man. So I've never been asked back in a lot of places. So I said, God, find me a place where I can do what I want to do by the Spirit of God. If they walk, they walk. If they don't, they don't. If you'll take care of the finances, I'll take care of your word. And he's always done it. Amen? Amen. I got to watch Jeff because just when I'm getting the clothes, he goes somewhere. And I'm standing here. Hallelujah. One in the orange. The wonderful works of God. See, this whole thing is to stir up God in you. The Holy Spirit is jumping in you right now. Jumping in you. Well, I don't feel them. Well, you got to get a shot for your non-feeling thing. You've been taking too much Novocaine. You can get a shot from the Holy Ghost.
They shall call him Messiah. To the Lamb sacrificed, they shall all sing. At last they shall behold him. No more shall they reject him as the King. Glory to the Holy One of Israel. Multitude shall bow before his feet. They shall call him Messiah. Jesus the Christ shall reign. Messiah. They'll just break forth the mighty throng. They'll be singing in the Spirit as the Spirit gives a song. Hallelujah. They shall call him Messiah. Shall reign Messiah. The 14th chapter, the 11th verse, the Bible reads, every knee shall bow before him. And on that great day of praise, no matter what country, what religion, every single tongue shall confess that Jesus is the Lord. He's the Messiah. Honor to the mighty Prince of Peace, Messiah.
Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your Lord. Hallelujah. If anybody got any pain, does anybody have any pain? I don't mean your husband, your wife giving you pain. I don't mean that. Do you have any pain in your back, your hips, your knees, or anything? Anybody here? Then don't go out and complain. See? You had an opportunity. One way back there. Okay, bring your pain up here so Jesus can take it. Bring your pain up here, dear. Hallelujah. And stand on this side of the platform over here, if you would, please. Over here. Hallelujah. One more chance. The dinner bell is ringing. Huh? You got healed sitting there? Your shoulder got healed? The pain's gone? Give God all praise, your Jesus. See, that's the love of God. That's the love. See? Pain couldn't sit in the love of Jesus. Of course, unless you want it. Some people like pain so they can whine. You get more from your wife or your husband if you got pain, you whine. Are you all right, dear? No, I want you to mother me. I got pain. See? Look at that. He's... Anybody else want prayer? Oh, you want to pray? Well, come up here. Come up here and stand in for your kids there, you there. Hallelujah. Well, yes. Hallelujah. Let me just pray for you. Where's your pain at, dear? Oh, you're the knee one. Pain's in the right knee. Say, Jesus is in my right knee. Pain can't stay there. So I speak the word. My God is supplying my healing power through Jesus Christ right now into my knee. Hallelujah. Pick your knee up and slam it. See if anything happened. Has anything happened?
The pain is gone.
Father God, in Jesus' name, I touch her right now, Lord. And I thank you for your love, Lord, going through my sister, Lord, right now. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless her, Lord. Bless her, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name. Oh, the precious anointing of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise. Hallelujah. Where's your pain at, dear?
My neck.
Your neck? Oh. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that we step out by faith, Lord. I command this neck, Lord, I speak the word of God, that God supplying the healing anointing has already supplied into her neck. Her muscles will respond to the hands being laid on her, Lord, in the authority of the name of Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for your love. We thank you, Lord, that you are the pain killer, Jesus, 2,000 years ago. Holy Jesus. Holy Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Where is it at now? Hi. Gone. Good luck, clap on. How you doing, Father God? In Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. In Jesus' name. Oh, supply her need, Lord Jesus. Supply her need. I speak the word of God, Lord. Oh, she can do all things through your strength, Lord. Strengthen her body right now, Lord. Cause arthritis to go in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Father God, I touch every pain in her body. You got pain, Lord? Yeah? Oh, okay. Father God, she's standing in for her mom. I touch her mom's stomach, Lord. I touch her intestines, Lord, in Jesus' name, I send the word of God that my God supplying her need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. All through mom's body, the healing power of Jesus. The healing power of Jesus. Hallelujah. The healing power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. All through her body, Lord. In Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you. God bless you, dear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh. Where did
She needs her family prayed for. They're leaving. They're going to Tennessee. Start down on the other side of Adam. Yeah. Father God, in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Mighty God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Mighty God, in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Mighty God, oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, your wonderful love, Lord Jesus, touching my sister, Lord. Your wonderful love, Lord. Oh, encouraging her, Lord. Soak her with your love, Jesus. Supply every need through your love, Jesus. Huh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every need, Lord. Oh, the love of Jesus. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The love of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Can you feel that, ladies? You feel that, dear? Praise God. Hallelujah. Here she is. Oh, money bags. Father God, in the name of Jesus. I touch my granddaughter, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you and I praise you, Lord. Refreshing is coming into her life, Lord. She's being refreshed from the presence of you, Lord Jesus. She's feeling your love and your peace flowing into her right now because you're meeting her need, Lord, in Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Money's coming your way, dear. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, in Jesus' name, I touch my brother, Lord. I thank you for healing, Lord. I thank you for peace, Lord. I thank you for the expansion of the mind of Christ, growing, moving the stakes, Lord, in his mind with the mind of Christ. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord. Which is difficult will become easy. Which is difficult will become easy because Jesus said you can do all things through me, and I'm going to strengthen you in everything you come up against. Everything you come up against, I'm going to strengthen you. Hallelujah. That's speaking the word of God. And we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we speak to Leslie's body, Lord. We ask, Lord, by the word of God, Lord, you said you'd give life to her mortal body, Lord. So we thank you and we praise you, Lord, that you're faithful to the blood covenant and you're giving life to her mortal body right now in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Oh. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, Father God, we thank you and we praise you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus. We thank you for the anointing. We thank you for the word. We thank you for your love, Lord Jesus Christ. We exalt and lift you up. We are nothing, Lord, but we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. We thank you, Lord, we're going to learn how to speak to given situations by the word of God, Lord. And we're going to see results. Because we're going to have the gift of faith operating through us by the Holy Spirit. And we thank you and we praise you for that gift of faith that I'm speaking into everybody's life in the pews right now. Whether they receive or not receive it. Some may not want it. Well, don't worry about it. You won't get it. But the ones who want it, you'll get it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen.